More than a dozen Indiana groups say they're being shut out of conversations surrounding a proposed Midwest clean hydrogen hub. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports they sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Energy Thursday, which received a grant application from the Midwest Alliance for Clean Hydrogen.
Chris Chung is the executive director of Indiana Conservation Voters and a former state representative. He says environmental, racial justice, and faith leaders have been trying to reach members of the alliance for months with little success. Chung says they worry Hoosiers most affected by industrial pollution won't be given priority for clean hydrogen jobs. They're also concerned companies producing hydrogen will use coal or natural gas instead of clean energy like wind or solar.
We're worried about the continuation of decades of environmental harm and economic injustice that has plagued areas like North Lake County and areas of the state that have been left behind in the new economy and the energy transition.
In a statement, the DOE said once clean hydrogen projects are selected, any changes would only be discussed with grant recipients. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Chung says one member of the Clean Hydrogen Alliance has since reached out, the Indianapolis nonprofit Energy Systems Network.